Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson bunts towards the mound. Kellner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell misplays the ball. That's an error on Kell. Simpson scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone bunts towards first. Fain picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fain. Rosen scores. Easter moves to third. Boone moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter scores. Boone scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Fridley moves to second. Jim Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Heaton reaches second base with a double. Fridley scores. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Heaton moves to third. Feller moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy, who is chasing the ball. Vallo reaches third base with a triple. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Vallo scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fridley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Philly chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Joost. Joost fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Joost. Fridley goes all the way around to score. Kennedy moves all the way to home. It's 9-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kite Thomas pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Kite Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to third. Kell moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Vallo hits a line drive towards the mound. Feller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Bird now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Feller moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tipton fields it and throws to second for the out. Feller moves to third. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-1, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell pinch runs for Luke Easter. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Kell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Harry Simpson now playing first base. Jim Fridley now playing right field. Bob Kennedy now playing center. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rosen. Philly moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Fain moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-2, Indians. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Fridley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fridley moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Feller is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fridley scores. Kennedy scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 14-2, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a fly ball into right field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fridley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bertie Tebbutt's now catching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fridley. Fain reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bertie Tebbutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbutt hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Feller strikes out. 2 outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Carl Scheib pinch hits for Harry Bird. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 4 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kukab fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 3 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zernial moves to third. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zernial scores. Fain moves to third. It's 14-3, Indians. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Majeski moves to second. It's 14-4, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Littrell pinch hits for Johnny Kukab. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Majeski moves to third. Kell moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rosen. Majeski scores. Kell scores. Joost moves to third. Vallo moves to second. It's 14-6, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tex Hoyle now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fridley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone scores. Fridley moves to second. It's 15-6, Indians. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 18-6, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Feller strikes out. 1 out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-5 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 21-6, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Fowler now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 5-for-5 in the game, with 5 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fridley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 21, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Majeski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 21-8, Indians. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 21, and the Athletics 8. The Indians will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 4-for-6 in the game, with four singles. He's got two RBIs. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Avila bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tebbets moves to third. Simpson moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, 3 home runs, and a walk. He's got 7 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 21, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Murray moves to third. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murray scores. Vallo moves to second. It's 21-9, Indians. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 21, and Philadelphia Athletics, 9. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.